everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Sin. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 4, entitled Service. This is our instant cast. Gary, tell us what your media thoughts are.
This was a pretty good episode. Solid. It's an episode that I hate to love. We got Negan, and I hate to love him. You know, Negan is that villain that you can't wait till they kill him. Or you wonder, like, why haven't they killed him yet? Especially when they have that one-on-one time. But then, you know, he gives you all these laughs.
Yeah.
You know, he's like I said, he's like the Joker.
Right. I would say I love this episode. Or I like this episode. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed Negan. I enjoyed seeing all the smaller characters that we don't really get that much time with.
Right.
Spencer, Rosita. Even Eric and Aaron had a few lines. Enid, it was just like they were like, everybody gets a line this episode, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
Everybody showed up for this one.
Yeah, everyone showed up. Even though for a minute I was like, where's Sasha? And then I was like, oh yeah, her and Maggie. I almost forgot her name. Maggie went to Hilltop or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I really enjoyed this episode. I'm glad Michonne has Rick's back and, you know, was going to be willing to support him.
I don't know. That look she gave him at the beginning of the episode was, you know, it told a story to me. It's like, you know, it's like she lost all respect for him.
No, that's the look that Carl gives Rick.
Well, Carl lost respect for him also, but Michonne gave him that look, you know, when she woke up early in the morning, she looked back at him and it was like well, what I got out of it is it was a disgusted look.
Really? I didn't get that. I didn't catch that.
Because you know what? There's two things that should never happen in front of your girl. One, you get beat up. Never, ever get beat up in front of your girl. And number two is what Rick did. You can't get punked in front of your girl either. You know, she had to feel like she's safe with you. And I don't think she feels safe anymore.
Well, I don't think she's ever felt safe. I mean, Michonne, if anybody, she's always had her sword on her back. She never takes it off, especially whenever, I think when Deanne's husband got killed and she put the sword back on her back, like, I think that was the moment where she realized anything can happen at any moment. So the look that she gave Rick, I don't think it was disgust for Rick or disappointment. It was, to me, it was more of like, this is a shitty situation we're in and she still has that fight in her.
What was it look like? You know, how are you sleeping at a time like this?
I mean, she was sleeping too.
No, she was up.
Yeah, but prior to her getting up, she was sleeping.
I don't think she's been asleep yet.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
And then we got a good idea of how long it's been. We know it hasn't been a week yet because they were surprised to see them there.
Right. It was just a couple of days.
So it's been a few. It's been probably like 5 days, I'm going to guess. Like anywhere between 4 to 5 days because we saw Daryl getting tortured. It was for a few days when he was getting tortured. So,
right.
I would say it's a little less than a week.
And Daryl looked pretty bad.
Yeah, it looks like he has a few more black eyes.
Right.
And when he didn't make his case at the end or towards the end when Negan was like, make your case, can you convince me? I don't know if it's because Daryl was being Daryl or probably before they got up there. Just like how Negan told Rick when he first got there, don't say nothing to him, don't look at him, and that goes for everyone. I'm pretty sure Negan had that same thing.
That's a good theory.
To Daryl, like before he got up there, like I don't care what I ask you, do not say a word. You
right.
Don't say nothing.
That makes sense. But you know what my favorite part of this show was?
What?
Little pig, let me in.
Yeah, it was pretty cool when he first came.
Negan is a character.
Yeah, he's funny. He's real funny.
Oh, when he was talking about Pastor Gabriel.
No, when he talked about Pastor Gabriel, that was real funny. He's like, that little look on your face. Oh, Pastor Gabriel, all-star. Great job this week. Even though I was a little scared when they brought them to the graves, that
right.
Negan, his sick self, was going to be like, let me see it or whatever.
Let me see her.
Let me see her or whatever. But I did get a little nervous there.
Yeah, he said, that's freaky. He said, that freaky little suit, that freaky smile.
The freaky smile. That was funny. We haven't brought up the whole, I don't know if it's not, like one of the biggest theories on Walking Dead that has never really for sure been confirmed. It's always just been kind of like a joke, which is the the
baby.
The baby. The father of the baby, Judith. You know, who's the father?
I mean, it wasn't a big surprise. I think we speculated so much that it was what's his partner name?
Shane.
Shane's baby, that when he said it, it was like, oh, okay, oh well. It's like we already knew that.
No, when he said it, I was surprised to hear him say it out loud, because this is probably the first time he's actually said it out loud. I don't even know if Carl knows, or if like anybody else is, or like the original people that were there.
Right.
Only people really that were there at this point is Carl, and he was too young to probably figure out what was going on. And then Carol.
Yeah, Carol. And then Daryl.
Daryl, because he used to call her. I remember he joked with Carol. He said something about that being Shane's baby. Like a long ass time ago, and then Carol told him to stop it or whatever. So, I don't know. I mean, even though Rick said it, I don't know. It's like he has a paternity test. How does he know for sure? Like, unless the math, the months just did not add up.
Man, you know what a baby looked like somebody else.
Oh, you think the baby like looks like Shane? Is that why?
Probably.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Baby came out with Shane's smug look. Have Shane's same silly grin.
Oh, imagine if Shane was still here. Like, I hated Shane when he was on The Walking Dead, but I've seen him go on, that actor go on to do so much other great things.
Well, you know what? I think we loved Shane at first. It took us a while to hate him. You know, because he kind of turned slowly.
Well, I've seen him go on to do so many other great things. Like that actor that played Shane, like he's been on The Punisher. He's going to be The Punisher on Netflix.
Right.
I just recently saw him in The Accountant with Ben Affleck, and I thought he did a really good job there. So, like, just seeing him in that movie is like, oh man, he'd be badass right now on The Walking Dead.
Right. Well, he was The Punisher on Daredevil.
Yeah. That's which one. I knew he was The Punisher on Netflix, but I think he's getting his own show.
Okay, they're doing a spinoff.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
I'm glad someone found out that Spencer's been hiding food and hiding liquor.
Right. Spencer's been stealing for a while now. I wonder, did he have that the whole time? Like, he just hid it down there and just forgot about it?
Well, that's what he said to Rosita. Even though, honestly, when they were looking for the two guns, I thought it was the two guns that Dwight took from Spencer and Rosita.
Right.
I was like, oh, shit, they don't even know it's Dwight. And what is up with Dwight? Like, he's gone from, like, a little bit of asshole to, like, super asshole up. Like, what was his problem?
I think he has to stay in character. And also, I think he would have been Daryl so damn bad.
Okay, that's why now he has the bike. He really feels official.
Right. Unless it was a bargaining tool. Like, he wants Daryl to say his name is Negan, so he needs everything he can get. Because you got to think about it right now. Dwight is failing. He's failing in front of Negan. He was supposed to bend turn Daryl. And we see Daryl hasn't took a knee yet.
Okay.
So when you're failing, you don't know what Negan's going to do next. Negan might be smacking Dwight up next episode. Like, this is what you're supposed to do. You say you have it done in this amount of time. You know, one minute Negan's calling you his right-hand man. And the next minute, you know, he may be chopping off your hand or something.
I do wonder if they've had this conversation, or if they will have this conversation by saying, okay, you guys, this is how it is now. Oh, well, I guess it's too late now that they have all their guns. But I was going to say, they should have had a conversation like, okay, if they come, what do you guys want to do? You want to fight? And if we die, we die? Or,
right.
You know, I wonder if that conversation has been had.
It doesn't seem like they had it. It looks like a lot of people were surprised when Negan came in.
Yeah, well, because that's why I didn't trust Spencer, because I'm like, is Spencer that dumb? When Negan first came and he's like, who are you? And Negan's like, oh, boy, like, you know, don't be asking me who I am. Like, I was like, is Spencer trying to be hardcore, or does he really not know who Negan is? I just didn't get it.
Yeah, but when the next person put his hand up, like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah.
That's what I knew. I'm like, hold up. They didn't tell him what happened outside the wall.
Right.
Like, they didn't tell him why Glenn and Abraham didn't come back.
Right. Or Sasha or Rosita. Sasha and Maggie didn't come back either.
Right.
Okay.
So it seems like a lot of people are confused, or a lot of people are being kept out of conversation. And that, to me, is crazy.
That is definitely crazy, because they should have had a conversation. Like, this is, hey, you guys, they're coming. They killed us. There's way too many of them. There's no way we can fight them. I miscalculated the odds of us winning that fight. What do you guys want to do?
And I think Rick is wrong when he says that they can't be beat. They got us. Because it's a war. And all wars are basically the same. If you chop off the head, the body will fall. All they have to do is kill one person, and that's Negan.
I think so. Like, in this episode, Rick, oh my gosh, looked like he was going to kill him. Like, when he had his bat, that would just right. been, oh, that would have been amazing if he did it, but that's not how it's going to work. That's not how it's going to happen.
I think so. I think a lot of people would be relieved once Negan is dead. I'm talking about his own people. They'll get their name back.
Dwight may step up to the plate and try to be the next Negan.
I doubt it. I think Dwight would get his wife back and just run off in the sun or something.
Right. Maybe.
Yeah, let's talk about Michonne bad shooting.
Oh, yeah. So when Rick was like, I know what you're doing. You're out there practicing. Like, does he mean practicing for live targets to be able to shoot people from afar?
Right.
Okay. I didn't know she was that bad.
Well, I guess she's not a marksman. She never had to use a gun. She has a sword.
Well, Sasha's good with a gun.
Right.
I don't know who else is good.
Well, you know, at least Michonne caught food.
Yeah. Well, food for Negan now.
Yeah, she had to give it away. But you know what? I think they would have been able to keep the gun and the food if Rick wouldn't have said anything. Like, give me a second to look over there.
You think so?
Yeah. No one knew that Michonne was in the house.
Well, Negan turned and looked, and he saw.
That's when Rick said, give me a second. Rick looked over there and said, give me a second. Then Negan looked back.
No, Rick looked, and then Negan looked, and then that's when Rick was like, give me a second.
No. Rick said, give me a second twice. The first time he said, give me a second, that's when Negan looked. Then when Negan said no and turned back, Rick said, asked again, give me a second.
Okay. I think what Rick did was for the good. I mean, and usually in real life, it's better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. But at this point, why risk it? He saw what they were about to do with two guns gone missing. Now you have one gun. What is one gun gonna do anyways?
Well, the thing is, he didn't know this gun was missing. Like she said, he didn't keep inventory.
No, but if he would have found out later, hey, she had a gun, who knows? What if he would have killed Carl? What if he would have killed Michonne? Why take those chances if later on they find out that gun is there? Just like now, Rosita, she has her one little gun and she's going to have Eugene do the bullets, which may help. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe they should have ripped up inventory before. Like when she was like, when Oliva's like, I knew you were coming, she should have ripped up the inventory. Why keep record? Right. So really, if anyone's to blame, it's Olivia. She was not quick thinking enough.
I mean, I think it's good to be safe like Rick, but I also think it's stupid. Personally, they should have never put all the guns right there. They should have split up, put it in rooms. And I remember you said that like a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah.
You said, why are they keeping everything right there? You should have a stash right here, a stash over there.
Mm-hmm.
They should have guns buried in the ground in the graves.
Right. They should. I mean, yeah. Especially when they got home, it shouldn't have been no everything's back to normal. Sleeping. They knew Negan's people were going to be coming. Whether they weren't expecting it that day and they were expecting it a few days later, they should have already been preparing.
Right. Because really, what are you going to do without the guns? He said get out there and go get stuff, but there's other dangerous people out there.
Nah, sure. Well, I think Negan is assuming the only dangerous people within like a 50-mile or 25-mile radius is probably his group.
But you got to think about it. There's the wolves out there still. The ones that got away.
I forgot about those wolves.
So there's other groups out there.
I wonder if they're going to bring those people back. I know the head wolf is dead, but I wonder if they're going to bring like the wolves back or whatever.
I don't see why not.
Well, what they should have did, I mean, we could talk all day about what they should have did, but one thing I will say lastly, what they should have did is they probably should have went ahead and went with the Hilltop. I mean, I'd rather go down with a fight in a big war than just to be like a slave for the rest of my life. Because even when he right. said that too, he's like, we can have some type of life. And Michonne was like, what kind of life is that, you know?
I don't know. I don't like that. And then I don't like the way Negan keeps messing with Rick. You know, he's fucking with him a little too hard.
Yeah.
It's like, you already broke him. Come on now.
Oh, when he took out the camcorder.
He was hoping for a little freaky deaky.
He's like, man, he's like, I would not mess with that guy. And then when he showed him what Rick looked like, then he pointed the camera at Rick. Now he's like, you're not the same dude.
Yeah, he said, you're not that dude.
Right.
And he's right. Rick is not the same person. But at the end, when he told Rick, you know, I just slid my dick down your throat.
Oh, my gosh.
And you thank me for it. I mean, damn.
You know what? For some reason, and I swear I'm not a prude, but for some reason when he said that, I was like, oh, my gosh, that was vulgar language. Like I just couldn't believe they actually said that on TV. But I'm like, okay, they did smash heads in and everything else. But when he said that, I was like, I don't know. There's something about it just sounded a little wrong.
Yeah.
It was a little too much
for my
ears.
That was the point. I'm pretty sure when Negan said it, that's what he was going for.
Yeah.
He was going for that vulgar, that wrong, that slap in the face. The biggest slap in the face was the burned mattresses.
Oh.
That was a huge smack in the face.
Yeah. It's like they didn't even need it. They didn't want it. They wanted them to find it. They
right.
wanted them to see it.
Because you burned it right there in the middle of the road where they have to cross. They have to cross that path.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're just fucking with them to fuck with them.
Right.
So I wonder how much the Hilltop had to go through, or these other communities. Like, what's the other one we
Ezekiel,
just saw?
Ezekiel, the kingdom.
The kingdom. I wonder, did he do this much to them, or he know he needs to go extra hard to break Rick?
I think he's doing this especially to Rick's group. Because, well, the kingdom, we don't know what he did. But Hilltop, remember, when we first met them, they said he killed a 16-year-old kid in front of us.
Right, he came through the gate. He killed, you know, okay.
So we don't know what they did to the kingdom. But Rick, they're going all out because they know Rick's people are dangerous. And they fought. They've killed. They know that.
Right.
Now, Carl, and we can talk about more on the full recap. But Carl doing what Carl did, I mean, I'm glad he's tough and all, but he's about to either get himself or Rick killed when he, you know, with his gun or whatever. And actually, he's the one that made Negan take the guns.
I think Negan was coming for the guns anyway. Like Rosita said, they took two of our guns. They're about to take the rest. So I think, you know, a lot of people are giving Negan or giving, a lot of people are giving Negan too much credit. Or they're playing the blame game a little too much. Like, if this person wouldn't have did this, Negan wouldn't have did that. Negan is going to do what Negan's going to do. And he looks for the smallest reason to do it. And then he point the finger at, well, I was only going to do this, but since you did that.
Right.
Negan is a smart character. And that's what a lot of people don't understand yet. Negan knew they had the guns. And Negan knew that he didn't want them to have the guns. I mean, they wiped out a whole warehouse, a whole building.
Right. Yeah, he was going to have to take some of the guns.
That's why he came early. You got to catch him off guard. So with that being said, I'm not mad at Carl. I'm just mad that Carl didn't shoot.
If Carl would have shot, it would have been an all-out war. And I don't know. I think it's going to be crazy. I think because I'm thinking right now, I'm like, so much has happened. And we're only on episode 4. I mean, we still got to see Heath and Tara, what they're up to. But I don't know where else they can go until like they fight.
Yeah, where's Judith?
I don't know. It showed her on the little baby cam at the end. It did show her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. So I'm like, all this stuff going on, gunshots. You don't hear Judith crying. You don't hear a peep from her. And then who was watching her?
There's so many people there. I was okay with that.
The nanny cam.
The nanny cam.
Okay. Well, that's all I got for now.
Yeah. I mean, I had a lot to talk about, but wait till a full recap because I want to watch
right.
it again. But I really enjoyed this episode. I want to just give like a round of applause to Rick and his acting, or Andrew Lincoln his acting, because I don't know. Like when he gave that speech at the end talking about Judith, that was just really sweet to me. Like him having that moment with Michonne and, you know, talking about Shane, who we haven't heard of in forever.
I think that was game.
No.
I think I was just pulling her back in. She's about to go sleep in another room. She's looking at me differently. Let me tell her the saddest story I know right now.
Right.
To kind of reel her back in. But, I mean, I think she's gone. I think once she saw the mattresses, I mean, you saw her face. The tears are streaming down.
Mm-hmm.
She's through.
That makes her want to fight even more, I think.
Right.
All right, well, we will be back Wednesday with our full recap. We would love to hear what you guys have to say about the episode. dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/theverdictsin. And then, of course, our website, theverdictsin.com. So hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking of the episode. Do you agree with what we said right here on this instant cast? What'd you like best from what the characters did? Whatever you have to say. And
don't forget the most likely to die.
Oh, most likely die and I ain't fearing shit.
I ain't fearing shit.
I think I know who I have for I ain't fearing shit, but I don't know. There's like two people that's closely in my mind right now. So I'm going to have to see. Because there's a difference of I ain't fearing shit and then just being plain stupid. You know, it's a very thin line.
Right.
But there's a difference. So we'll see. All right. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.